This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. We find in the Zohar Chadash on Rus a very interesting query. Rav Nosson asked Rav Yossi ben Chanina, did Eliyahu HaNavi have children? And Rav Yossi ben Chanina said, did Eliyahu have children? Eliyahu davar acherhu. He's something else entirely. And the Pasuk says, Al tigu b'meshichai v'lenviyai al tareyu. Literally, do not touch my anointed ones. My prophets, do not harm. What does it mean, al tareyu? Don't make yourself like friends with the Nevi'im and ask questions and make these speculations. They're not your friends. You can't just speculate about them. Hashem chose them and separated them for His avoida and brought him into His special heichal. Certainly someone of the caliber of Eliyahu, who is a malach b'shamayim, and you're asking on him. So we find in Shal Satshuvas Rav Pa'alim of the Ben Ishchai, somebody asked him that he heard that the Rashash had Gili Eliyahu, and he wanted to know from the Ben Ishchai, what is the Ben Ishchai's evaluation and estimation about such a report? So the Ben Ishchai said the same thing. You have to know we are warned from the Nevi'im, Al Tigu B'Meshichai V'Lenvi'ai Al Tareyu, which means we're not allowed to speculate about Gedolim. We're not allowed to conjecture about Gedolim. We don't speak about them as if they're our friends. They are separate. They are different. They have been separated and designated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for His avoida, and therefore we avoid speculation about them because that would show a certain degree of casualness and comfort which we should not allow ourselves with our Gedolei Yisroel and the great luminaries who have graced Jewish history. So a very important, fundamental, and interesting hashkafa. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.